Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local now on a Friday. We had the Friday song. I don't know. We might do the Friday song again before we're done here today. No, I mean, here in Southern Nevada, it's absolutely beautiful. It's going to get up to about 80 degrees. Maybe it'll burn away the coronavirus. We can only hope. I'll tell you what it's due. We always check in every Friday with my buddy Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation in the beautiful Mound House, the big, beautiful blue building there on 50 Highway East. Stop in there. They're open for business, believe it or not. Rico Aller joining us. Rico, good morning, sir. How are you and how is the family?
Good. The family is awesome. Everybody's okay.
Oh, that is great. And a business, the business is open?
Business is open and we're doing really well. We're having this particular week, things really kicked in again, and we got a big week next week in both locations, California and Nevada. So I'm pretty stoked right now. You know, but we're looking at about 5 or 6 days out. Looks good.
And have you had to lay off anybody?
Nope, haven't laid a soul off. I fired a couple guys, but and hired a couple other ones. But we haven't had to lay a soul off, and we're not going to. I'm going to continue to dip into my retirement fund.
Hey, all that means is the inheritance is going to be smaller.
Yeah, screw those kids. You know, they didn't earn it. They didn't earn it.
There you go.
I'll keep it, spend it. You know what? I saw this bumper sticker, and it's got this beautiful motorhome. The bumper sticker says, "We're spending our children's inheritance."
There you go. You might ask.
You ought to be here with me right now. I'm up on the mountain in California, the spectacular ranch I've got here. And the poppies are unbelievable. I've never seen them like this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's just the hills are just covered with poppies. Places where I always have some, they're just rife. I mean, thick. I'm going to take some pictures for you. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And my wife is going to be showing up tomorrow morning. She's going to come to the ranch with me and join me for a few days while we're working out here.
Oh, that's
and,
so cool.
And we're gonna have a real nice time. I can't wait for her to see the poppies.
Let me ask you, how worried are you about interacting with people and contracting coronavirus? I mean, do you worry about it? Is it something, do you look for your 6 feet of space?
I try to.
You do?
I actually do. I try to. Not because I'm worried, but I don't want to scare anybody else. You know, I don't want anyone else to feel like, you know, people are so unbelievably inordinately frightened by this situation. It's gotten totally out of hand. The people are scared to death. And, you know, I think we've made a in retrospect, I think we've made a grave error in being as frightened as we have been as a people. And I really worry about how we're going to get out of this. But let me tell you this. I do believe, this is my prediction, I think when the economy comes back and we're freed up again, I don't think it's going to be some slow, lumbering recovery. I really don't. I think it's going to be big, and I think it's going to be fairly short. I think it'll be 6 months, and we're going to be rocking again because all of the fundamentals of our economy are foundationally great. And
by the way, the Dow is up almost 24,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, we topped out at what, 29,000 and some change. We're back to almost 24,000. That's it shows me that I think America and the investors are seeing more certainty in our future rather than uncertainty.
Yeah, you know what? That matters more than anyone than you can tell. It matters more what people think is going to happen. Their predictions, that determines what kind of risks I take, the kind of risks other people take. I've risked pretty much everything through this thing. I've resolved early on I'm not going to be afraid, and I'm going to go ahead and keep my men working, and I do the very best I can. If they got to go to my house and pull weeds, that's what they're going to do. If they got to come to the ranch and cut firewood, that's what they're going to do. But I'm going to keep those men working. They're going to make their weekly wages, and they're going to feed their families. And I'm not going to succumb to it. That doesn't mean I'm not being careful. That doesn't mean I'm being disrespectful to anyone. I'm not. I'm trying to be very respectful to other people's concerns.
When you go to a big box store, do you wear a mask?
Nope. No, I don't. But I don't walk close to people. And if there's somebody else looking at something I want to look at, I stand back and wait until they're done.
Yeah.
And then I go ahead and go do what I do. I've also made a habit. I will never pick an item up in the grocery store that I don't buy. If I pick it up, it goes in the cart and I buy it, even if it's a mistake. I won't put something back on the shelf that I've touched, only because I don't want other people to be able to feel like I in some way let them down or did something that would be harmful to them. But as far as for myself, I'm not really afraid about this. I got a lot bigger health concerns than coronavirus. You know, I got heart disease, and I'm struggling with that all the time and have for years. And so the coronavirus, if I get it, it'll probably kill me pretty quick.
Well, and again, can I tell you though that and God forbid, don't even talk that way, jokingly. I've got to tell you, one of the most inconsistent things I've seen is when the governor said, "You know what? We're going to kill the salad bar." The big thing of nuts where you can scoop up a whole big thing of nuts and put it in a bag.
Yeah.
That's gone. But you can go to the produce section of any store in our state and squeeze as many melons as you want.
Right.
With your naked hands.
Yep. Well, see, yesterday I went to the grocery store. I've got a crew of guys coming to the ranch on Tuesday. I got some carpenters coming out here. We're going to finish all the trim and get my. I'm sick and tired of this barn. I love it to death, but I want it done. I'm tired of working on it. I've been working on it for 2 years. But I was at the grocery store yesterday, and I wanted to get a melon, and they had those little one small watermelons. And I almost grabbed one, and I realized, you know, if I'm not going to buy that, I don't want to touch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I am being very, I'm very conscious of it, but I accidentally hugged a guy yesterday. One of my friends his wife had a baby last week. And I saw him, and I just went over and hugged him, and I realized that's the first person I've hugged besides my wife in a month. You know, I gave him a hug, and I said, you know what? I'm sorry I did that. I hope you don't mind it. I don't care.
No, but you know, that's something that maybe when light at the end of the tunnel is not an oncoming freight train, when it's actually light at the end of the tunnel, a lot of us may find that we're not going to be hugging people. We're not going to be even shaking hands with people.
Or if we do, we're going to do it both
with gloves on or something like that.
I'm going to go back to shaking hands. Somebody will have to turn me down if I put my hand out to shake hands with somebody. This is ridiculous. The mental health cost to everyone, in some people it's a little cost. Some people it's a very large cost. Some of it extends all the way to suicide. But the mental health cost and the happiness cost is huge. And it's so easy to look at the downside of something and calculate how many deaths are going to happen because of this thing. And I'll give you an example. You know, back in the 50s, 60s, they outlawed asbestos in shipping. You know how many men died in ship fires because of that? I mean, an untold number of people have died because of ship fires. Well, they don't count that you know, when they make a calculation that you don't want to die of asbestosis. Well, this is the same situation. We've got people, there's a huge cost in health to Americans and people all around the world because of the fear associated with coronavirus. And I wonder if it's even worth it. I really do.
Wow. Rico Aldo joining us. We're going to talk. He has a unique perspective because he lives and works in both the People's Republic of California and Nevada. He gets to experience both Governor Gavin Newsom and Governor Steve Sisolak. He also gets to watch the president. Yesterday was a great example of the difference in style and substance between, say, the president and Governor Sisolak, or Governor Sisolak and Governor Newsom. We'll talk about those differences when we come back. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union, Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
A lot of you thinking about what to do for lunch. May I suggest if you live or work near East Flamingo and Pecos, I heartily recommend Ichabod's Lounge. They're open for business 24/7 for carryout or for curbside. And right now, get this, their limited menu items are available for 50% off. Their full menu is available. But some of their menu items are 50% off. You want to order your food and pick it up? You can do it. 702-451-2323. They're waiting right now for your phone call. Here's that number again, 702-451-2323. It is a home-owned and operated business that's been there for over 30 years. They're given back by staying open. And I hope that you'll patronize them. Order lunch. Go to their website. Check out their menu items. Really good stuff. I go there about 3 times a week. Pick up food to go. 702-451-2323. Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge say, make that call right now. Again, 702-451-2323. Let me just ask you, Rika Waller joining us. And you have the unique perspective of a guy that straddles the state line. You have part of your business in the People's Republic of California. You moved much of your business from the People's Republic of California to the state of Nevada, the home of freedom, and no state sales tax or state income tax. I absolutely love that. Let me just ask you, you've had a chance to compare and contrast Governor Newsom, Governor Sisolak. What's the comparison that can be made?
Well, I think they're both, I have to be polite on the radio. I don't like either one of them. I think they've both been very heavy-handed in the way they've handled this. And both of them have this one problem in common. They have states, both Nevada and California, have very, very heavy population centers. In Nevada, it's Las Vegas, and to some degree in Reno. And then in California, you have the Los Angeles Basin, which is just, you know, half the population of the state of California is right there. And what's needed there and what's needed elsewhere in the state are very, very different things. My brother, just older than I am, lives in a place called Fall River Mills, California, extreme northern California. They haven't had a single case in his county, not even one. You know, the population is very low. And for the rules there to be the same as they are in L.A. is really foolish. It's very silly. To a large extent, the same is true in Nevada. You know, you got Yerington and Ely and places. Well, Ely's got some cases because of the prison, but you know, for the most part, it's a very different world, and those things should be taken into account. And I don't believe they are being in either case.
You know, we were talking about it earlier in the program. We'll talk about it a little bit later on as well. I thought the Governor Sisolak, had an amazing opportunity last night. Just minutes after the president finished up his news conference, Governor Sisolak had a chance to roll out something similar to the president's three-phase program, and he didn't. He said, "We'll get back to you on that maybe next week." And I'm like,
"Well, I got to tell you, Kevin, I've been out of pocket for the last 2 days. 2 days I've been completely, out of. I haven't listened to the radio." I haven't watched the news or done anything. There's one thing I do want to I want to mention, and for the most part, I'm very, very proud of our president. I think Donald Trump has done a fabulous job but sometimes I sure wish he'd shut the F up. The other night, he says, picks a fight that is a stupid fight, and he's completely wrong, saying that he would open the country up. Well, you know what? That is contrary completely to federalism, and the states individually will do that. And that was just a dumb thing for him to say. It was arrogant, and all he did is make people like me, who are his supporters, cringe. And my wife even looked at me when she heard him say it. She said, "Can you believe he said that?" And I said, "No, I really can't," but he did. And he does things like that that harm his own case. And I wish he'd cut that out. Yeah. You know, just that's just nonsense. Being that arrogant and puffed up.
And especially if he's wrong.
Oh, and he was very wrong about that. He's just wrong. And I mean, constitutionally wrong. And I wish he hadn't done that. But the actions you've taken have been thoughtful and obviously very deliberative. And I really appreciate that. I wish that came through more in his discourse. It would be hugely valuable to him if he could do that. But you know what? We got who we got. And, you know, we didn't hire him to be our preacher. We hired him to be our pastor. We hired him to be our general. And it's a war, and he's winning the war. And he may be a little indelicate, sometimes a little crude, but he's winning the war, and that's what I hired him for. So I'm not unhappy. On balance, I'm very, very, very pleased. But there are a few little things that just kind of grate me, you know?
Well, Governor Sisolak has just absolutely – I've lost all confidence in him. He had a great chance yesterday. He praised all of Nevada for staying home for Nevada. Nice, you know, cute branding. No, it was a nice little branding thing. Stay home for Nevada. It looks good on a bumper sticker. But when he had a chance to compliment the state for staying at home and doing all the things that they'd been instructed to do, he could have given them back something, like opening liquor stores or opening churches or both.
I'd go with the churches thing and not the liquor store thing.
I know.
And I'll tell you what, I wish I bought stock in Southern Spirits.
Southern Wine and Spirits.
Yeah. Oh, they got to be doing great, man. I bet you they're.
I heard that liquor sales, according to the grocery stores, are up 55% from the same.
It doesn't surprise me. You know, guys are stuck home, man, all day long. What, you know, they sit home, play cards, and drink. You know, and I. You know, what a miserable situation. And they're fining people in Mississippi for going to church in the parking lot in their cars, listen to their AM radio. Hey, listen, some good news.
Okay.
Our dear friend Danny Karkanian is running for county commissioner in Douglas County.
All right.
And that is just they moved to Gardnerville. You know, he's lived off and on north and southern Nevada. And they moved back to Gardnerville for the kids' schooling and various other reasons. But they moved to Gardnerville, and he is going to run for commissioner. I expect he'll win. I will be wholeheartedly supporting because I just love that guy. I think he's one
too.
Of the finest men I've known in my lifetime. I just adore him.
Hey, you have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next Friday, my friend.
You too, Kevin. You have a great one. See you, buddy.
Thanks, Rico. Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, joining us from his ranch/home. I just love it. But he has to climb a mountain in order to get cell coverage. Coming up, got to get all excited. This is going to be fun. We're going to open up our phone lines right now. Yeah, here we go. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are rallying after a Gilead Sciences drug showed promising results in treating the coronavirus and after the president laid out a roadmap to reopen the economy. Boeing, one of the Dow's big gainers today, its shares are spiking 13% after announcing that production at its Seattle area facilities will restart next week. Although shares of Netflix are lower today after being on a tear of late as more people are at home watching their content, an analyst from BMO Capital Markets is raising his price target for the streaming service to $500 a share. share. The firm believes Netflix has plenty of liquidity in the short term and is also benefiting from rising revenue and falling cash costs as live production remains at a standstill. And Ford is estimating first quarter losses of $2 billion as the coronavirus outbreak halted production and pummeled vehicle sales. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump, a day after announcing new guidelines for state governors to handle coronavirus restrictions, tweets that states need to step up their testing. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announces the opening of two walk-up COVID-19 test sites.
You have COVID-19 symptoms. You can walk up to the site to receive a test, or you can call ahead to set up an appointment.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says some businesses taking proper precautions can reopen there May 1st.
What we do not want to do is to start back, getting businesses up, getting small businesses up, and then have a huge spike in the number of people who test positive and who are in the hospital.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox Business Network the Chinese government should allow international experts into a lab where the virus may have originated,
so that we can determine precisely where this virus began. It's political. This is about science and epidemiology.
America's listening to Fox News.
With coronavirus still spreading, people at higher risk must take extra precautions. You're at higher risk if you are over 65 or if you have any serious underlying medical conditions like heart disease, chronic lung disease, diabetes, or if your immune system is compromised for any reason. If you're at higher risk, wash your hands frequently with soap and water for 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Disinfect frequently touched objects. And wash up after being in public spaces. And when it comes to social situations, less is better. Stay 6 feet or 2 arm lengths away from other people. Better still, stay home if you can. If you're sick, please stay home and away from others. And if you think you've been exposed to the virus, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. In challenging times, the choices you make are critical. Please visit coronavirus.gov for more information.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways?
This hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. They can save you hundreds of dollars on home, auto, business, and life insurance from name brand companies like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, ASI. They can write business insurance and commercial vehicle insurance too. So give them a call. Hey, you got a lot of free time, right? Well, then why don't you save yourself maybe hundreds of dollars? Call 702-714-1060. They're standing by right now. They're working from home. But I know that they're sitting by their phone waiting for you to call them. So give them a call right now. 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. And it'll take you all of about 10 minutes and a phone call. That's all it takes. Anyway, that number again, 702-714-1060. Let's get to your phone calls. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. You know, Kevin, when you were criticizing the governor before, it's not any surprise to you or me. He's a Democrat. Democrats are not good leaders. And I have a bad feeling that all these Democrat governors around, you know, around our nation are going to slow step. You'll see openings when there's Republican governors, but the Democrats are going to slow step. I never thought I'd say this, but I really think it's all about Trump. They want the economy. They don't care about the people. They just want the economy to be so bad that people will think about voting for Joe, where am I, Biden. I mean, that's what I really feel. It's terrible to say that, but I honestly believe it. What do you think?
Can I tell you, Steve, I always try and believe the best in everybody. And remember, these governors eventually have to run for re-election. Some soon, some later, but they have to run for re-election. They have to face the voters. And if they slow things down, if they slow walk this recovery, it's going to be on their record, too. I really honestly believe it. This is one of those things where, you know, these people are politicians. Steve Sisolak, Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom wants to run for president. You know that's what he's after. Sisolak, I don't know what he wants next. But he obviously is going to want to run for re-election. And he can't have a lagging economy on his record. Now, he can say, hey, don't blame it on me. Blame it on the president. But the fact is, that's exactly what we're looking at. That's precisely what we're looking at. These people have to run for re-election again. And I'd like to think that's true, Steve, but I just don't buy into it. I'm sorry, but I don't. You want to join us? I've just freed up a line, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. In fact, tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Ben. Ben, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Steve.
It's Kevin.
Kevin, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Steve Sisolak. Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Earlier this week, you had the union boss on from the building of the stadium.
Yes.
And he's got many workers over there. In fact, I jumped on my motorcycle and took a ride over to take a look at all the cranes and the workers and the trucks coming in and out of there with materials. He said he had two people with the disease, two workers?
Yep.
I heard from another source it was four, but 2, 4, 6, that's still very, very minimal. And that's proof that this government overreacted on this whole situation. So, in lieu of that, I am demanding the immediate resignation of No Plan Steve Sisolak, the governor. I want him to clean out his desk drawers and vacate the governor's mansion.
I love that. I don't think it'll happen. And a recall, there's been talk of a recall. Don't think a recall is going to happen. I just don't think it's going to happen. Go to Mike in Reno. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
I want to comment on Rico's comments before I get to China.
Yeah.
Before I get to China. Am I on?
You're on.
Yeah. It was very astute comment about the mental illness and about the change in social relationships that he made. But he's absolutely wrong. The president has to have the power to override these dictatorial governors in the state. You know, it's enough with this federal nonsense. You got psycho people like the governor in Michigan saying you can't buy this, you can't buy that. He has the power constitutionally to come in and override them. There's no question about it. There are legal methods, and we can't have these two big dictators. So he's wrong there. And enough with the federalism. Now China, you know, the world's going to have to come to grips with China. Or they're going to dominate the world, and I hear very little about this, because they're causing the death of hundreds of thousands of people by not informing us of what went on. Regardless of whether it came out of a lab, which it probably did, they lied. They sent their people into Italy. They allowed people to come to every country in the world, infecting us. This, in effect, can be regarded as an act of war. And I'm not a warmonger. I respect China. I love Chinese philosophy. But we're going to have to come to grips one way or another with Chinese power. And we're totally, and the world is totally intimidated by them. And, are you listening?
It is the world again. Unless they totally isolate China.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something. They own us. I blame Clinton and I blame the capitalists for sending all our manufacturing over there because they want profit. But you're not going to hear that from Hannity or from Rush. Now, one more point. I got a couple of points. Where is the Republican protest against this thug Sisolak? Where is tough guy Michael McDonald, man? Why are they so castrated? Why is the only one with balls, Carolyn Goodman, a Democrat? Why aren't they opening their mouth and protesting?
And by the way, for the record, she is officially an independent, both she and Oscar.
Okay. You know, I have not criticized McDonald because I'm somewhat mature. I'm an old man, and I'm not in the game. And I can't. But when you're 0-5 and you're like a Marty Schottenheimer, and I know he offered to resign, and the president said no. Why aren't these people saying something? A week and a half ago, and I'll never forget this, Sisolak the thug said, if these measures are insufficient, I'm going to tighten the faucet. You can't talk to a free people like that, that jackass despot. And I hear nothing from any Republicans pushing back now.
I do get press releases from the GOP. But can I tell you something? I'd like to see something like what we've seen in Michigan, where they essentially surround the Capitol and protest.
How about them opening their mouth, man? If he wants to be a hippie from the 60s, man, you know what I'm saying. One more thing. Did you listen to Coast Tuesday night?
I did not.
They had two people on there. I forgot their last names. They were complex. She was a microbiologist, a specialist or something. They went after Fauci like it was nobody's business. And there's been no, you could call this slander. You could call it what you want. I listened to Rush Wednesday morning. Sorry, Kevin. Nobody commented on Coast to Coast. Because what, they just deal with UFOs? His show reaches 2 to 3 million people a night. And though that woman, and man, particularly the woman, they accused him of massive corruption going back to AIDS, of fudging data, of trying to get data, of going back 30 years and now. And she said, now she might be over the top. She said that this is due to the flu shot and to the weakening of our system due to the flu shot. I'm not in medicine. I don't know. But that show was, the first 2 hours were was absolutely unbelievable. And there's been no suit filed because they said, well, if they file a suit, we'll have to bring out the data. I mean, this is a huge, huge story, and I hear nobody, I don't have cable TV, nobody commenting on what on that interview by Norrie. And that's pathetic.
Well, I'm going to leave you with that. I got to hit a break here. You want to join us? I've just freed up a line, 844, the number 2 Nevada. The problem when you deal with medical stuff like that is none of us are infectious disease specialists. If there are, we'll hold the line open at 844, the number 2 Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. I'll hold the line open if we can get an infectious disease specialist. They can talk about some of these things. But when I hear stuff on radio or some of the conspiracy theory folks that are out there, I'm always a little suspect. Anyway, we'll get to your calls coming up. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all getting set to begin. You want to join us? I've got one line open. That's all I got. But, it's yours if you want it. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
For years now, you've heard me talking about real water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to real water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
We live in very uncertain times. I'm Michael Schaus with Nevada Policy Research Institute. All of us are facing uncertainty as we deal with the human and economic costs of the coronavirus pandemic. But there's one thing we can be certain about. As Nevadans struggle to rebuild their lives, government is likely only going to make things worse. Politicians, for example, aren't going to suddenly stop trying to micromanage our lives. The Clark County Education Association isn't going to suddenly abandon their billion-dollar sales tax hike. Local governments aren't going to suddenly become efficient, thrifty spenders of our hard-earned tax dollars. So as we rebuild our economy and our lives, the fight to preserve and promote the freedoms necessary for workers, entrepreneurs, and families to thrive in this state is going to be more essential than ever. Partner with Nevada Policy, and together we will protect those freedoms as we build Nevada's future. To find out more about Nevada Policy or to partner with us, visit NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you get a chance to dictate where we take the program in our final segment for the week. Gosh, hard to believe. This week has just flown by. And thankfully, we're 1 week closer to being able to reopen our economy. Although we have to wait till this time next week, I guess, to hear from the governor as to what his plan is. The president came out with his plan yesterday, three phase, pretty cool. This the governor came out with, we'll talk to you next week. Okay. And by the way, the thing that I think, the opportunity that he missed, I really believe this to the very core of my being. This governor missed a golden opportunity. He was complimenting all of us on staying home for Nevada, that cute little catchy little branding thing. And he had an opportunity to really make some points with the people of Nevada by giving back something he has taken from us, something as simple as opening up liquor stores across the state, or something as simple as allowing nail places, hair styling places, and allowing them to open. Hey, you've done so good. Here's something we're going to give back. Open up our churches. Maybe for one weekend. Could have done that. He didn't. JD, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kevin. You know, as much as I enjoy Rico, I think you would agree he's not the constitutional scholar Mark Levin is.
No.
And Mark Levin.
And by the way, he doesn't pretend to be, but go ahead.
I know. Mark Levin went through chapter and verse 1942 in a 9-0 Supreme Court decision for FDR that governors cannot stop intrastate commerce, meaning providing products to other states, reinforced in 1952 when President Truman ordered the steel companies to go back to work. So in essence, the President of the United States has the authority to tell the governors that they must open up their commerce that serves interstate businesses.
So tell me why every constitutional scholar out there, even Republicans, say, no, that's not exactly true.
Well, that's a $64,000 question that's above my pay grade, as the governor of Kentucky would say. And I would leave you with this one, if I may. I just heard our esteemed political science professor, currently a congresswoman, Dita Titus, say that Joe Biden will pick the first woman vice presidential candidate for the Democratic Party. This is a political science professor in Congress who forgot in 1984, three-term congresswoman Geraldine Ferraro was the vice presidential pick of Walter Mondale.
I think she may have misspoken. She meant picked the next vice president. wishful, wishful thing.
I won't give her that. I won't give her that much credit.
I know. AJD, thanks, man. That frees up a line. You want to get through? You can right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're going to have to wait till next week. And by the way, I hate it. I hate the idea of having to wait till next week to learn what the governor has in store. But I'm going to tell you, the governor had such a great opportunity to give something back to the people that's been taken away, some of their freedom, something as simple as opening nail places, something as simple as opening churches, something as simple as opening Lee's Liquor. I mean, being able to open the liquor stores. I mean, that's hurting. That's hurting individual mom-and-pop places because all they sell is liquor. That makes no sense at all. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. I heard that your previous caller, they were talking about conspiracy theories with the bats and the pigs and the mutated virus and coast-to-coast AM. And just a little while ago, I was looking out my window here on the south end of the strip, and I seen this Terry thing running down Las Vegas Boulevard. So I went and I grabbed my binoculars, and I, like, focused them really close, and guess what it was?
I give up.
It was Hillary Clinton. It was Hillary Clinton jogging down the south end of the strip.
God forbid. God forbid. I love that. Jeez. Hillary's in the bunker somewhere in Chappaqua, just kind of hanging out there. I want you to hear one more time the Steve Sisolak. This is cut one. I'm going to give him the last word, and how he discusses when he will open the state and the pressure that he's faced. This is the governor. This is cut one.
A follow-up on that, do you have specific metrics in mind that you're going to be looking at? Governor Newsom does.
Yeah, I do not have specific numbers. I mean, we make charts. You can see them. I get a daily slide deck every day that deals with the issues that are most important to me. Clearly, as we do more testing and we plan to continue to do more testing, we're going to get more positives because the positives are a direct correlation to the number of tests you do. The issue I have is the infection rate, the hospitalization, the intensive care hospitalization, and ultimately ventilator use and fatalities. Those are the issues that I'm looking at. This is not going to be a political decision for me as the one to open. I don't have an exact number. I'll take a lot of advice from our medical folks and determine what's in the best interest of keeping all Nevadans safe before we decide opening up. I certainly don't want to be premature and have to come back and say we went too fast. So we're going to take it slow and steady and listen to the doctors.
Have you gotten lobbied by trade groups and businesses urging you to open up the government soon?
I've gotten lobbied by a lot of people. I assure them, I give every one of them the same answer, that my number one focus is to protect the health and welfare of all Nevadans. And hopefully all these different special interest groups will share that same priority with me, and that's what I tell them.
There you have it. The last word today goes to Governor Sisolak. And I'm just going to tell you, I was so incredibly disappointed. Governor Newsom, he's got a plan. He's got a much bigger state than Nevada. We got, what, 3.2 million people? And 2.3 million of them live right here in Clark County and in southern Nevada. And somehow our governor doesn't have a plan. But he says he'll try and have a plan by next week. Thanks, Governor. Really appreciate it. I hope you have a great weekend. We'll tee it up again on Monday as we continue. Till then, stay safe. Stay home for Nevada. And we'll talk to you again Monday on Live and Local Now.
Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. And so I wish that I could stay before the thing could answer me. Well, someone can put the lamp away.
of us have felt the impact of Governor Sisolak's new coronavirus policy, and none of us know when we'll be able to declare victory. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And while we all want to do our part to support the president's effort to stop this deadly killer, we all have to eat, don't we? That's why Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30-plus years. Ichabod's full menu is available 24/7 for carryout or curbside pickup. And get this, limited menu items are available for 50% off. That's right, 50% off. To order, call Ichabod's Lounge at 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. None of us knows what the future brings when it comes to the coronavirus, but one thing I know for sure, we'll all get through this together. And Ichabod's Lounge will be there with you every step of the way.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now.